The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. A saying from Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wa salam. From Nahj al-Balagha. And this is saying number 82, where Amir al-Mu'mineen says, "Usikum bi khamsin, law barabtum ilayhi abat al-ibl lakanat lidhalika ahlan." He says, "I advise you of five things, and even if you have to go far to achieve that, means struggle in order to achieve it, it's worth doing that." Number one. And it's not necessarily saying going somewhere. What he's saying is that even if you have to spend time and energy and effort in acquiring these things, it's worth doing that. Number one, لا يرجون أحد منكم إلا ربه. In all the situation that you find yourself, your hope and the first name which comes to your mind should be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, others are the means, they become the wasila at different levels, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the ultimate cause of this universe, and He controls everything. Number two, وَلَا يَخَافَنَّ إِلَّا ظَنْبُهُ. He says, you don't need to be afraid of anything. You don't need to fear anything but your own sins. If you really want to fear something, it is your sins, because that will take you towards perdition in the hereafter. Number three, وَلَا يَسْتَحِيَنَّ أَحَدٌ مِّنْكُمْ إِذَا سُئِلَ عَمَّا لَا يَعْلَمْ أَنْ يَقُولَ لَا عَلَمْ. Number three, and do not be ashamed. If you are asked something and you don't know, don't be ashamed of saying, I don't know. Very briefly, I'll add here, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower His blessings on my late father. When he took me to Qum, when I was just 15 years old, and when my family was then living, going back at Mehrabad Airport, my father gave me two, three advice. One of them, I didn't know, this is from the words of Amir al-Mu'mineen, this part of it. He said, I would like you to study. Don't get into this, practicing for oratory. Otherwise, you will learn to speak in a beautiful way without much content in it. Seek knowledge and the way of delivering that will come. Another thing he said, that you might find yourself in a very big audience. You might be asked a question and you don't know the answer of that. Do not ever make up the answer. Don't feel ashamed of saying, I don't know. I'll look into it and let you know. And that advice, this is what Amir al-Mu'mineen is saying. Do not be ashamed. If you ask something and you don't know, just don't say, just say, I don't know. La alam. And this is where, it became part of my subconscious. I didn't realize it until a long, long time. I didn't remember this until in late 80s, I came from Vancouver for a seminar here in Toronto at the old mosque. And after my presentation, there were question and answers. One of the questions was about an issue that I didn't know. I said, I haven't looked at it from that perspective, so I don't know. Inshallah, when I study more about it, I'll let you know. During the lunchtime, one of the members of the community with a white beard came to me and he said, You know, in my life, I seen the first person with amama saying, "I don't know." So I said, "Well, I can't say much about it." But then I remembered my father and the advice that he had given me at, you know, Mehrabad Airport at the time. And it's a reality. When I say, "La'alam," I don't know, it actually opens the door to know more about it. And then number four, he says, "Wala yastahiyanna ahadun idha lam ya'lam shay'an yata'allamuhu." And a person should not be ashamed if he doesn't know something to seek the knowledge of that. And finally, he says, "Wa alaykum bis-sabr." He says one of the things that you have to work on it is the issue of patience and forbearance. فَعِنَّ الصَّبْرَ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ كَالرَّعْسِ مِنَ الْجَسَدِ. Because the relationship of patience and sabr to iman and faith is just like the relationship of the head to the body. لَا خَيْرَ فِي جَسَدٍ لَا رَعْسَ مَعْهُ. If the body doesn't have the head, it's not alive. وَلَا خَيْرَ فِي إِيمَانٍ لَا صَبْرَ مَعْهُ. And if there is iman without sabr, it is not really of much use. And this is where we have to realize that, you know, even if you look at this famous surah, everyone remembers that, Surah Al-Asr, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says a person is in loss. Everybody is in loss. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, except those who have iman وَعَمِلَ الصَّالِحَاتِ, and those who do good deeds. And then he says, وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. Sabr has been mentioned there as a main condition for the success of a person in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I think that is something which is even missing in our day-to-day life. How we deal with one another at home, with our friends, with our co-workers, you know, on the community level. And it's lack of sabr which creates all these problems, majority of these issues that we see, especially when it comes to family life. It is absence of sabr in our life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to follow the example of Imam Sajjad, who is known as Sayyid al-Sabirin, as well as Amir al-Mu'mineen. He is actually the best of examples after the demise of the Prophet. He went through the most difficult challenges of life. I would say even more difficult than what happened in Karbala. But when Ali doesn't resort to sword, what was that power? That was sabr, actually. And he says, in one of the incidences, he says, if it hadn't been for that advice that the Prophet had given me at the last moment, that Ali, you will face these challenges, but I urge you to maintain sabr for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, in the context of the long hadith that I presented more than once here, where Amir al-Mu'mineen was asked about the two sajdas, you know, he talks about the symbolism there. He says, when you get up from the sajda, that is symbol of your life, your birth. When you go into the second sajda, that is a symbol of your death. You will be put back into the earth. But if you think about it, what is in between? What is between that symbolic birth and death? You sit down for a few seconds. What do you recite at that time? Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa atubu ilayh. So our life is very short, and is symbolized by these words of istighfar and tawbah, constantly working for khair and also asking Allah's forgiveness.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karim Adi Ali Hali Hakim Mati. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.